Welcome to 10 Oxen, the Mindfulness and the Creative Process podcast, where we explore the connection between mindfulness and creativity. I'm your host, Mariana, and I'm grateful to embark on this journey with you. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into the world of mindfulness and how it can unlock your creative potential. Whether you're an artist, writer, musician, business professional, entrepreneur, or anyone looking to infuse more creativity into your life, this show is designed to help you quiet the noise in your mind, find your flow, and create with purpose. Thank you for joining me. Now let's unlock your creativity, one mindful moment at a time. As a creative person, one of the things that we all have inside of us that is a constant force that we relate to or reject or struggle with is the inner critic, the voice of perfectionism. The voice of perfectionism is insidious, it is deeply rooted, it is like a field of weeds, impossible to eradicate. So what do we do with the inner critic? That voice that is every time we try to express ourselves or bring some creative idea forward, there is this voice, or it could be a sensation, that is saying, this isn't enough. This needs to be better. This isn't perfect. And there's always some measure that is elusive, but we know we're not meeting. And the result is the feeling of stopping, of shying away from what we're doing, of second-guessing ourselves. It breeds self-doubt. It breeds anxiety. And this inner critic is constantly present. And for some of us, very loud. So for some of us, it's quiet. For some of us, we can't hear it, but we have the constant presence of it. Learning to be with the inner critic, with the voice of perfectionism, is an essential part of how to become a happy, creative person. And mindfulness gives us the opportunity to hear the voice more so that we have some choice. So we can quiet the mind. As we quiet the mind, those voices become clearer. And when something is clearer, we can choose how to relate to it. But mindfulness also allows us more space and compassion with ourselves as we hear this critical, hurtful voice. And self-compassion can create ease in our creative process. It can create friendliness within ourselves. So while one is doing some creative task and hears the inner critic saying, no good, through mindfulness, we can breathe. We can come back to ourselves. We can choose to either listen or to allow that voice to go on the river of all thoughts. We can release our attachment that voice is true, that voice has authority. So in this series of perfectionism, we're going to be always doing a meditation to help in that process of bringing kindness and awareness around the inner voice of the critic so that we can find freedom and peace in our creative acts. So let's get ready and start a meditation. Welcome to this mindfulness meditation session focused on letting go of perfectionism and embracing imperfection. Find a quiet and comfortable space to sit or lie down. Close your eyes or simply lower your gaze. Take a few moments to settle into a comfortable position. Feel the support of the surface beneath you. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, soften your attention of any worries you may be carrying with you. We're embracing imperfection. It's okay if things are not okay right now. Now turn your attention back to your breath. Notice the gentle rhythm of your rib cage on inhalations and exhalations. Don't try to change your breath. Simply observe it. Perfectionism can weigh heavily on us, causing additional stress to our existing stress. It's like carrying a backpack full of things, but then soaking it in water. Perfectionism adds burden to our already burdened heart. But now we're going to practice setting down that weight and embracing imperfection. Right now, we're just being with the possibility that it's okay, that often not everything is okay. It's okay that you want to do better, but don't feel you can sometimes. And it's okay that you may be doing the best you can, and still things are not how you wish. We're just allowing the imperfection. And come back to your breath and notice the start of the breath. And breathe out and notice the end of the breath. With each breath in, imagine this okayness is growing stronger. Now, recall a recent situation where you felt the need to be perfect. Reflect on how the perfectionism creates a mood of emotions. How does it feel in your body? If you could give this mood a color, what color would it be? And notice how this mood of emotions can affect what kind of actions you take. Just simply observe these emotions without judgment. Like a curious observer of your own experience. And bring loving kindness to your noticing. With each breath out, allow space around the thoughts of perfectionism or self-criticism. We're bringing mindfulness to the inner critic. Bringing the mantra, it's okay that everything is not okay. It's okay that you aren't perfect. In this moment, you are enough just as you are. You don't need to meet unrealistic standards to be well. And notice your breath. Notice how the air moves in through your nostrils. Notice the temperature. Notice the out-breath. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest, or the sensation of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Notice the growing state of mindfulness. As we near the end of this meditation, take a moment to set an intention for yourself. Vow to yourself that you'll be kind to yourself, and you'll simply witness the voice of perfectionism without getting pulled into it. Practice okayness. Everything is okay. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and return to the present moment, carrying the wisdom of your practice within you. Thank you for practicing this mindfulness meditation. May you find peace in embracing your beautifully imperfect self. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others who may benefit from this practice. And until next time, take care.